Let's try to finish this idea. I'd like to get to Tysus, but I think we have to finish the Gemara first. Or at the end of the narrow line, Shani Hacha di Pusha Mechiachava, the Ilave. Now what? Now really, we would go Basa Basra. We do go Basa Basra. And the reason you don't have Basa Basra if you want Yerodea is because you only go Basa Basra in something that is a derech to clean, like the Shukri Rishalayim or before Pesach. So then we do go Basa Basra. Over here it's different, di Pusha Mechiachava. It's spoiled, it's not here from recently. The Gemara gets caught here between the mashmois that it came later and the mashmois that came earlier. If you say it's spoiled, it's from a long time ago. So who cares if it's a master? Who cares if it's a lot of master? Amarava, vaytem asharav, samasa, len asharavu yimei master yilave. It's not the first day of Pesach when there's just the fresh master. It's already many days of master here. Now the Gemara goes back, yachib shita. If many days have passed, so it could have been Masa, so of course you go about the Masa. And the Gemara Yachib Shita, by Tzricha di Pusha Meruva, it's very, very spoiled. Ma'al de Temekin di Pusha Meruva, Gwai Nosu de Badei Chomet Ma'ayahu, it must be very old. Kamash Vaman, Kiva Sharabu Yimei Masi Ilave, Amrina. Kal Yema V'yayma Na'ama Chanima Ofa V'shode Ilave. Vav Shot Fei. And a very strange thing. The Gemara says, it's spoiled. How spoiled is it? It's very spoiled. But being very spoiled doesn't really matter because it could have come from the hot matzah. So why say it's very spoiled? Why not just say it's plain spoiled? Yes, it's very spoiled, but the very spoiled means nothing.
Something set up to the matzah, even though the matzah wasn't baked that long ago, the thing that set up the mold.
Spoiling the mold.
You might think it's very spoiled.
It has to be able to be both. So it could be very spoiled for a very long time, or it could be very spoiled because of the chanimah. So in such a case, in case this case ever comes up, you have a drawer in your house, you put hot matzah, and it sounds like taking a brisa, which was a very simple brisa, and making it a very complicated case. That's what the Gemara does, so we'll move on. What? Obviously the masses didn't look like our masses, because then you wouldn't be confused if they're bread or masa. So either the masa didn't look like our masa or the bread didn't look like our bread. But okay, at any rate, the Gemara says, Amiyat Lina Basabasra, Vatayim Rav Yesu Yudayim, Tevesh Nishtab Shubar Vais Cholun Vais Meiser. If you have a box, you have a drawer in your house in which you keep money. Sometimes you put Cholun money, sometimes you put Meiser money. Now this money there, which is not clear if it's Meiser or Cholin. So Imrei B'machol and Cholin, Imrei Meiser Meiser. Bamai, Leiva Basa Basa. Why don't you go according to the thing you kept there last? So the Gemara says three to Rosim. Amar Nachem Bar Yitzchak. Hachav Meis Kino, Kekash Nisham Shubay Meis Cholin or Meis Meiser, then Yedea is Member Seis. That first test is easy. You don't know which one was later. Right, you don't know which one was later, you can't go Basa Basa. Very simple. Second Teretz. What does that mean? You open your drawer. You're a very organized person. You keep your nicer money on one side and your cooler money on the other side. So where'd you find it now? What's the case? What?
The guy was rich.
The guy was rich. Either the guy was rich or you found it in the middle. Either way. Right. So why didn't the Gemara say the same terrorist before by Chametz? Gemara has the kasha by Chametz. Nezal Basa Basra, say the same thing. We're talking, he has two parts of his drawer. One party keeps the chametz, one party keeps the matzah. And he doesn't know which is which. What? Right, that's basically what the Mashiach asked the kasha. Mashiach asked, why don't we say the same kasha before? So yes, it's something like what you're saying in different words. That Pesach is a derech that you clean out the chametz, you put in the matzah, so we assume the basra is the matzah. That's what the Mashal says.
It's,
yeah, where? Yachib Shita. Okay. Good. The third teretz, or Papa, he found it in the crack in the drawer, or in the box. Why isn't Mashiach the same kasha? I was wondering. The Mashiach that Rebbe did, why do we say the parents same tariffs before? Why do we say he's Mashiach should answer a papa also? Can you stack it for Guma? He found it in a hole. We should have said the same tariffs before. You don't know if it's Chabot or Masa, we're talking because I'm just stuck for Guma, so there's no Basra. What? It's in a box, so Guma in the box must mean a crack in the box. It must be. So it's within the box, so within the drawer there's something. So why did the Gemara say the same thing before? So that's the Magen Avraham here. And he says that that's really included in the Teres, that when we clean for Pesach, we clean the Gumas also. So right, they used to clean the cracks also. So Kekandishtakas Paguma, it's also the Teres. So we're not going to say Kekandishtakas Paguma. Bye-bye money. Money falls in the crack. You didn't notice it. It could be there for a long time. By Chametz U'Matzah, you're not going to say Kekandishtakas Paguma. Because then, even if it's in the crack, it's also recent. Because when you clean for Pesach, you clean the crack. Taptaisus. Neisechre behema laila maisa. Okay, we'll go back to yesterday. We talked about money, which you find in. I'm talking about Yerushalayim. Now Taisus is going on Sechre behema. Why is it maisa? Because what do you do with your money? It's a maisa money. You go in, you buy meat. Neisechre behema. Now it's just half cup. When you buy the meat, when you walk into the store, the money is maisa sheni. When you give it to the proprietor, when he takes it, is it maisa sheni still?
No.
And it becomes chul. That's the whole issue of this taisus. When the person, the maker takes the money, the kedushas maisa sheni transfers from the money onto the bank. So that if the owner of the store dropped the money, it would be chul. If the person who came to buy dropped the money, it could be maisa sheni. Follow? That's what this whole taisus is about. So it's Neisechir Behema, why is it nicer? It's 50-50. Could be the seller dropped it. Could be the buyer dropped it. Could be the buyer dropped it. If the seller dropped it, it's seller. The buyer dropped it, it's nicer. So why are we machmir? The taisus says, Pirush HaKuntres, Afal Pi Di'ikala Misliva Meicher, Kameiba Mekeach, Neisechir Pelim Lachot. Rashi says that it's a Safik, 50-50. So we're machmer on a safek. They never believe. The smaych li uta the chumen, the shaymah is lapalga the maicha, the avalei rubalahed. The concept known as smaych li uta, which basically in our case means that the 50-50 is not really 50-50. Because the maicha, all his money is chumen that he has in the store. The people coming to buy, not all their money is nice and shiny. So it's not 50-50. The person who buys, let's say 1% of his money is chulin, and 99% is nice. So now you have right chulin. Follow? Because the seller, all his money is chulin. The buyer has a little bit of chulin. So being that the seller is 50%, the buyer is 1%. Chulin, so you have 51%. Chulin. The type of kasha is, money should be assumed to be chulin, because you end up with 51%. You follow the type of kasha. Okay? If you don't follow the type of kasha, I can follow the next half hour. So, that's the type of kasha. That the buyer, you have a store buyer and seller, the whole day, people coming in and going. The buyer is holding all chulin. The seller is holding mostly maaser, a teeny bit of chulin. So if the seller is half, if every animal that's bought, his money goes from the buyer to the seller, so he's 50%, then you have another small amount of percent from the buyers, so you end up with right chulin. It should be chulin. So Taisa's answer is no. And the reason the Reichen have a ruler, the common the other mind them are behema achas leknais. This is no. You could have two types of stores. You could have a store like we have. If you go into a store in Brooklyn, so there aren't many buyers for each thing. The supply is greater than the demand. They sell donuts. So if they have 100 boxes of donuts, that means that they expect that there'll be 95 buyers. So they make sure they have enough. For every buyer, you have one seller. For every sale, you have one person offering to buy. So this is the seller. They had the hangers. And many people offered to buy any animal. So let's say you had three people offering to buy an animal. So you had one seller and three buyers with Maisa Shaini money. So there was far more Maisa Shaini money than common money. That place is cash, which is fine. I just want to, we're going to spend time on places cash. Let's say we have a store like we have, where everybody who comes in, there's a big supply of animals, plenty of animals. Brooklyn, there's no shortage. And so every person who comes in to buy, there's an animal. So he comes in with money, and every person who comes in can buy. There's no two buyers for each animal.
So then,
there, because there was a shortage, there wasn't enough of the supply. Let's say there's 100 animals, and 200 people tried to buy. So 200 people looking for Maisa Shaini money, only 100 actually spend. The other 100 are spending Maisa Shaini money, there's nothing left to buy. It's like pizza on Pesach, you know, Pesach, you know, you have each buy, each flight, you have a bunch of buys. So in such a situation, you have more than... But let there be a situation like our situation, the normal situation nowadays, where the supply is adequate. The Tesis says, Mechiyani, we would assume that the money is chulin. Why? Because the Meicher, all his money is chulin. And the Leichem, a small percentage of that is chulin. So you have 51%, that's chulin. That's the Tesis.
You said the
Meicher
stole
money from Well, the assumption is, when we sell things separate, behavior, the assumption is that that it's somebody who sold animals. If no money came in, no Maisa Shaini money came in, it wouldn't be a suffix with the money fell for. He sold on behavior, so he sold it for $1,000. So $1,000 of Maisa Shaini money came in. And it went to his hand, it became $1,000 of Cholin. And now it's a 50-50 chance if it's Maisa Shaini or Cholin. Maisa says, no, but the 1,000 could be partially Cholin. It doesn't have to be all Maisa Shaini. So the Meila, that place is cash. Why would he bring Maisa Shaini when he's his own store? What? Why would he bring it to his own store? He's in the store. Why would he bring it in? He's bringing his Maisa Shaini money with him. Could be. He has Maisa Shaini money. You have to say that the Leichim are a bit more than that. More likely Leichim apple. Yeah.
Why is it called
Leichim because it's really Kula Chavis Faker. It's really all one question. It just could have come from two places. If you have two boxes from which it could have fallen, you would say, maybe it fell from this box, maybe it didn't. Even from this side, maybe from the other box. It's all one, it's really Kula Chavis Faker. It's all one stuff, it's just there are two ways it could have happened. Is there Shaila in your day? Before we get back to Tysus, let's dwell on the Shaila, and then we'll try to get back to see the Raya from Tysus. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. There's a klal in Yeradeya, which is actually a Gemara later on that test of Sachin, that if you find meat in the street, there's one in the street, and he finds a piece of meat. Is that meat kosher trade? You can't tell. If the city that you're in has rife meichrei basa shei, right? So if you have tisha chanuyah, that's the case of the Gemara, 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 butcher store that sells trade for meat, and you find meat in the street, what's it doing? They call the parish meruva parish. Whatever it's foul, we assume it came from rice, and it's kosher. Okay? That's the din. I don't think you or I would eat it. You found meat in the street, so you say on rice, but that's the halacha. You walk in the street, you thought that could eat anything you find that could be kosher and trace. If rife chanuyais in this city sell kosher, then that you could assume that the thing you found is kosher. If rife chanuyais sell trade, then you're obligated to assume it's treif, and that's the rule known as kol deparish meruba parish. Anything that fell out of its original place, you assume that it came from rice. Now, the question is the following. What happens if in your city there are 9 kosher butcher stores and 1 treif? But those 9 kosher butcher stores are all small butcher stores, and all the 9 put together sell less meat than that one treifer one. The one treifer one is a big shop, right? The other one buys it. And that one treifer butcher store has more treifer meat than all the 9 kosher ones put together. You walk in the street, you find a piece of meat. What's it in? Huh? I agree, call the parish rule of the parish. I asked you what the din is. Is the kosher or the treif? Huh? What's the din? That's the question. Do you look at rice stores or do you look at rice meat? What does logic dictate? What would you say at this point? Everybody for the meat, right? I think logically we would all feel that you should go bust for the meat. I think anybody for the stores?
What? All my stores have so much more customers that they actually go into the store.
But it turns out that they... No, but we did a study. We know that in the 9 trade, 9 kosher, there's less meat sold than the one trade. We know that's the case. That's the typical case. So everybody says we go bust for the meat, except the Chavis Das and Yeridaya. It's going to cook you up. I think it's Chavis Das Dalit. There's a printing mistake in the photo set they gave out. It has the wrong Maron Malkin. The Chavis Das says, no, you go for the butcher stores. And the Chayri says something very logical. What's the topic of this meat? The topic is, from which butcher store did it originate? So it could have originated from any one of 10 butcher stores. So being that it could have originated from any one of 10 butcher stores, we should say, Rife says it originated from a kosher butcher store. Isn't that very logical? No?
If the nine kosher butcher stores were closed for the past month, do you say that?
So you're saying that this woman stopper, but how many possibilities are there? Are there 10 possibilities? It could have come from here, 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 or here, or here, right? Okay.
Let them know for a fact no one buys from those 9.
If no one buys, it doesn't go to the stuff. There's no stuff. It has to be in the stuff.
Less people buy.
Less people buy. So what does that mean? That means that you're saying that we look at.
Yeah, obviously look at how much meat comes out of the store.
You should just look at meat. Who cares? Who cares which store? What you say? Okay. The chokmas are the ma'as the chavis das. Not really which way it's going to be hard to explain. But the chokmas are the ma'as the chavis das. The binas adam. Binas adam is in the back of the chokmas adam. It's his long thesis on halach on your day. And he argues, and so is the Chachmas Adam, Binas Adam. He says that you go according to right meat. Shouldn't you go according to right meat? So I'm going to have to explain that. You all understand the logic now. The Chavis Das brings a riot to his shita. If you find an aveda in the streets, in a city that's right here. Do you have to call it out? Chayav lahachlis, that's a simon. You find that aveda in the street, you chayav lahachlis. Right? He says, 1 minute. The goyim are much richer than the yidden. The goyim have more money than the yidden. Right? He's not talking in Brooklyn. He's talking his day. He says, goyim are rich. Let's say you would have a very wealthy man walk down the street. So you found something in the street, and there's a very rich guy, or a rich family of guys that would go here. And it's right here. So the Gemara says, you chayav lahachlis. right? You go according to who or who has more money. If you found something, you found a diamond bracelet, go according to who has more diamond bracelets. And that's our halacha. Our halacha is to go according to right people.
Why the
diamond
license
is diamond? Well, who owns more
diamonds?
The assumption was that the guy were richer. Let's assume it's working in such a case.
But people don't do credit to an
app, they lose only in the walking street. There's no reason to assume that. Who's more likely to be
walking the street with a diamond bracelet? People lose their stuff more often.
I would assume it's equal. Maybe rich do lose it more, but question to them. But we'll assume that they lose it the same rate. So rich people are more likely to be walking with a diamond bracelet in the first place.
But they're still not more likely to lose it. The rate is the same.
No, if you judge diamond bracelets, then right diamond bracelets that came down the street were guy owned.
That's like saying you have one bushes for that has a tremendous inventory in common.
Well, nobody drops things. Somebody drops them.
It.
It's like a butcher store. We don't know if the butcher store sold.
So many find $5 in the street.
Found $5 in the street. You found $5 in the street. Do you say it's most likely it fell from right of the people? Okay. You go to an elementary school. You find the $5 on the floor. Do you say a kid probably dropped it, a cousin probably dropped it, because most people in the building have ketanim? When you say, how many ketanim have $5 bills? Probably an adult dropped it, because the adults have more $5 bills than the ketanim. So which way would you say?
Well, no, because it wasn't talking about specifically the nomination of money that people don't have.
But anytime you find something, you find something specific.
A quarter on the floor, you say a teacher probably dropped a quarter because...
If I have a quarter on the floor, so we'll say the children come in, let's say there's a school of 200 children, they come in on the average of 2 quarters each. So that's 400. The staff is 30 people, if the Matthias would be. Each of them has, what do I have to do, go over 400? That's 12 quarters. So 50 quarters, if the fact would be that way. A lot of meters in the neighborhood. So yeah, the Chayyim should go according to the quarters, not according to the people. It should depend on this much like this.
That's also the thing, but we're talking about what they carry around.
I'm talking about what they carry with them.
I'm
talking about what they keep in the house. I'm talking about the cab.
And even a rich person can carry just because he has more money. Doesn't mean he carries more money.
The assumption is that a wealthy person carries more money, or is more likely to be wearing fancy jewelry, or whatever was found. I mean, what? And therefore, why? What the Chacham says in the answers, and this riot the Chacham says, if that thing's a riot from here, you go according to the people, not according to the money. So Chacham says, it depends what the Shaila is. If the Shaila is who dropped it, like the Shaila Taveda, the Shaila is who dropped it. So then you're right, you go according to right people. By the meat, the Shaila is which store did it come from? The shayla is this kosher meat or tripe meat? That's the nida. Is this kosher meat or is this tripe meat? And you have to figure it out. You have to figure out from which store it came. But the answer of shayla is the meat. Is it kosher or not? So Chassidim says in that case, you should go according to the meat. The Chazdas will argue that it's not so. The nida is, where did the meat come from? You see, you go according to where the butcher store it. The nida is, where did it come from? What is the nida when you find something? The nida is the halachic issue, or from where it came? Yeah. What way? Yeah, that case, that's where I mean, you know, all else is equal. Right? You're right. There could be other things. If it says Goldberg on it, it's also probably Jewish. So you're right. That's where everything else is equal. Mr. Treasurer, all else is equal. Yeah. So Chavis says, I need you go according to the meat. Because the question is this meat kosher or not? So you go according to the right meat. Is right meat kosher and it's down or not? That's the meat done. The need is who dropped it. By Nadeza, the need is who dropped it. That's the halachic issue. So then you go according to the right people. Yeah.
I
Aveda, Mammon. Mammon,
Mammon.
So, what? Just trying to show that Dinah Hakhna Harad. That's all. It's a connection, same rule, it's called the Parsh rule. Yeah. Well, you say Enoch and Barmanach are right in certain cases. In the case of Aveda, we go Basarai. You want to know how it works? Ruba, there's a difference between Ruba the Issa Kamar and Ruba the Lassa Kamar. I'm not sure if that's Nakuda the difference. But. At any rate, I see another shot. Again, we have to really understand, you have to remember one thing, the Chavazdaz. You know what the Chavazdaz is? Mesidus, right? That's Mesidus. Mekachayim, same person. You have to understand the Shita. So let me, let's work in stages. I'll give you another case. You have a woman is Mizana. You have a Bas Yisrael, and she's Mizana. Later, she becomes a Balas Tshuva. She wants to marry a Kayin. Could a Kayin marry a Zayna?
No.
Depends if she was Mizana with a Jew, or if she's Mizana with a guy. Okay. You're right. So the issue is Mizana with someone she's eligible to marry, then she's not called a Zayna in Halach. That's most doesn't pass law for a Kayin. If she's Mizana with a guy, then she becomes usher, or to apostle Yisrael Mamzer, someone she's not married, then she becomes pasul. It was a case like this. A woman was Mizana in a place where there were 101 people besides her. 101 men. 51 were Yisraelim, and 50 were Gaim. So she doesn't know who she was Mizana with. At the time she didn't care if it was a Jew or a guy. What?
Did she go there?
It was Parish. The case called a Parish. So the halacha is called the Parish Meruba Parish. Since the man who came to her was one of these 101 people, and right by Yidden, so she's allowed to marry a Kai. Okay? Easy enough halacha. Now, listen to the Shaila. Problem?
No,
it's 51 were Yid. She's not with a Yid, she's Kasha Takai. She's Mizana with someone she's permitted to marry, she doesn't become Pasha Takai. Okay? A Yid is
dead.
She
married a Yid,
divorced. Right.
She can't.
So the Shaila was, a Kayin wanted to marry her. The Kayin who wanted to marry her was one of the 51 Yisraelim that were in the city. And he wanted to marry her. He said, look, call the parish, move the parish, so we can get married. Is that accurate?
No.
Why not? The 51 years and there, 50 Kayin. And
he was...
So therefore what?
I'm not saying he wasn't
Mizana. Well, he's saying, he knows he wasn't Mizana, right? He wasn't one, otherwise he would know there wouldn't be a problem. What?
He knows he wasn't Mizana.
He knows he wasn't Mizana. Oh, so that's the Nida. He knows he wasn't Mizana. So now in the pool of Spakis are only 50 Israel and 50 guys. Well, he will be believing because he's Shadi Anashay. Whatever he says, he's buying down by what he himself says. He says it's Shaila. We're talking about him for himself. We're not talking him tossing this woman to everybody. It's just, can he marry her? So there was a disagreement in this between the Rishash and Rabbi Akiva. The Rishash said, he can marry her. He can marry her because called the parish, move the parish. The right Israel. They called the parish Meruba parish. Rabbi Kivega said, you can't. Because he's not part of the Sufik. Now there are only 50 Israel and 50 Kayin. So in the neighbor, he said that Rekhi Vega said you can't marry. What? Because he knows he wasn't his honor. He's the one who's the Shiloh.
What?
Why is
it called the Shiloh?
So now it's 50-50, so it's Mechza Mechza, so it's Rabbi Delay Lachon. So who needs Pshat? Who needs Hezbollah? Rishash, everyone understands. Let me tell what the Rishash says, if you'll flip. You want to look this inside. Rishash says, if you have a city with two butcher stores, one is kosher and one is trade. And the kosher butcher store sells, his example is, he sells 40 of one cut of meat, he calls it basim rubah, 40 portions of meat cut in a square, and 10 cut in a triangle, every day. That's what they sell. You call it 40 rib steaks and 10 side steaks. And the transfer store only sells 30 pieces of meat a day, but all 30 are cut in a triangle. Again, you have the case? The kosher store sells 50 pieces a day, but 40 rubais, 40 square pieces, and 10 triangle pieces. The transfer store sells 30 triangle pieces a day, but no squares. You find a piece of triangle meat in the street. What's it in? So Rishash says he thinks it should be kosher. Because called a parish, Maruva parish, and most of the meat in the city comes from the kosher store.
Yeah, but not most of the triangle.
So somebody defend the Rishash. That's what the Rishash says. You can look it up. He says it should be kosher. This one at least he says it's arachia. This one I won't be able to explain to you. But I'm mentioning it for a reason. Because it appears that both the Rishash and the Chavos Das have a very specific view of called the parish move a parish. We, as everybody in this room understood, in the first Machlaikis like the Chafos Adam, in the second Machlaikis like the Kivayga, that, look, we also may have, we go close to mathematics of it. Who cares if it's 9 butcher stores or 1 butcher store? You go play the right meat. And who cares the square pieces? You go play the triangle pieces. That's only in the side. That logical way of understanding called the parish is the opinion of the Chafos Adam and the opinion of the Kinev. It seems that the Chavos Das, and to a bigger degree the Rishash hold, that called the parish is some kind of Gezeres HaKasim. Called the parish is a din. It's a halacha. It's not a statistic thing. It's a Kabbalah. We have such a Kabbalah. Then when you have parish, we assume it was parish from right of the passage, right of the sources of Prisha. So it doesn't matter what's right meat. It matters what right of the sources from which you wish parish are. Yes? Right. Okay, I should hear. See, I didn't want to confuse those of you who are familiar with the idea of Kol Kavua Kanesa Mechzadani, which is a case that's not parish. That's certainly a lawful mission of Sina. We have a positive Zeres HaKlasi. You see, Kol Kavua is a Zeres HaKlasi, no shy. The issue is, why did it call the parish? Is it called the parish like the default Svara? We don't have Zeres HaKlasi, you go back to the Svara called the parish. Or it's called the parish also La Halacha. It seems that the Chavos Das understands that called the parish Meruba parish is a din, it's a halacha, that when you find something, you look at the maximum, at the number of sources, and you go according to the rive of the sources from which it could have come. That appears to be the opinion of Chavos Das. Whereas the Rishash even takes a step further. This woman was Mizana with someone. So in this city, we have 51 homes of Yisrael. First is parish from one of the 51 homes. So from one of the 50 homes of Gai, all the sources of Prisha for human beings in the city, right of them are Jewish. And the Leila, we assume it's a Jew she was Mizana with. I, this Kayan knows it wasn't him. So we all know that it wasn't most of the houses. There's only one. We know which of the 51. Obviously, 50 out of the 51, it wasn't that. But it was one of the 51. So it could have been Pirish from any one of 51 homes that are Israel, or 50 homes that are Gaim. So we go according to Rose. Does that make a move of Stavra? Make a move of Stavra, how does that? Huh? No? Yeah.
I
would think that if you mean that 50 people are away for a certain time,
there's
a
time, so maybe
why should
you say
that? Because there are
new numbers.
What's the answer? That the 50 people away are not in the
Stasis.
They're originally not in the
Stasis. Right.
Not
Stasis. You know, he's not in the Stasis.
Right.
This guy originally was in the Stasis.
But this person, yeah, objectively, this person's in the Stasis. But God, this Shaila, he knows he's not the one that's in the Stasis. He's not in the Stasis. But still, we're being down on this woman.
Well,
she was down on
her, but we can't find out about.
Well, we can't find the bat. Well,
we could find out. There's 101 people there. Find out
who. No, the assumption she doesn't. She has no clue. She has no clue. Yes.
And if maybe it's a very concept, then it doesn't have to be spiral. So, let's say 51 or 49, you'll still go up after writing. But it's up to our stress of the truth, which right to go after. So why would we choose to go after red stories?
Because the question is, where was the Pirish from?
The question is, where does it come from? It's up to us to choose. Sometimes you care to tell the man you don't need to start, but we still have to choose which story to go after. That's still up to us. So why do we choose stories over here?
I don't appreciate the problem. I'm afraid to go into it too deeply and then lose the whole train of thought. You appreciate that there's a major problem here with the Chavadas and Svara. Try to explain it, but there's a problem. Isn't there a problem with the Chavadas?
He doesn't say there's a problem about the Chavadas that you don't have to start.
So Talmachi, you go bust the right sources even in such a case. It's somehow not a satisfying thing, is it? Is it satisfying? Is it? We just say Osher is denied, and everything is satisfying, but that's not. Yeah.
What's the difference?
There's the cost. That's for sure. There's no logic to talk about. Kol Parish certainly has a great amount of logic to it. That's our problem. That's why we have a problem. All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's deal with our sugya, and then I'll try to explain the Chavadas the way I would prefer to understand it. But it's a little, I say it's warped, but it's a little not conventional. So let's try to finish. We have machlokes. I'll try to explain the Chavadas to you after we come to our sugya. But we have a machlokes, the Chavadas and the Chafasada. Kiveg and Rishash seem to argue in a similar machlokes. Rishash is in Ksuvah Daf Yud Dalet, I believe. If he is Dalet and Vezik, that's Ovmer Alam. Kiveg is there on the side of Mishnah. Where does our sugya come in? So it seems that our Tosfos is a raya. It's a raya from our Tosfos. So it would seem. What did Tosfos hold in the Havarim? Tosfos held that 50% of the money in this building is chulin. That's the seller's money, the meicher's money, it's all chulin. 50% of the buyer of the other money in this building is meiser sheni, because the buyer comes in with meiser sheni. That's how Tosfos starts. It's 50-50, so Tosfos here, it's meicher yuda. So what am I getting at? How many meichim are there? How many human beings who are meichim in a store? There's one, maybe there are two. How many buyers are there? 100. So what's going on here? What are we going according to? The person from whom the money fell, or rival the money?
Money.
What? In terms of cash. Before that, the kasher Tosfos held. Tosfos held that why are we going to chumra? Smech liyuta the chulin, the paga the meicher. What are you talking about? There's one meicher in the store, and there are 100 meichers. When the topic did this money fall from one meicher who hold Kolin, or 100 Lechem or all night to shame. It's 100 to 1, it's not 50-50, it's not slightly richer. No, and the answer is held that for each animal, having the Adam, let's say he has 100 animals to sell and 100 people walk in. Everyone came, got an animal, there was no fighting. Everyone got what he wanted. So Tysus said, it's 50-50. You have a Meicher who holds the price of each animal is the 100 animals that he sold for $100. So he has $10,000. So Tysus said, let's see. The Meicher has $10,000 a quota. The Lachim walked in with $10,000 of Meicher Shani. Even. Smech Miyuta, since the Lachim had a little bit of Cholim, Smech Miyuta, and the name is Rai's Cholim. But 1 minute. It's Rai's Meicher, according to the Chavis Das. Bishlam Alech HaChach Masadam, you go according to Rai's money. Please, just like you go according to Rai's meat. But according to the Chavis Das, what's going on? Like, where did it fall from? You have 100 people with Meister Shane who might have dropped it. One person with Kulman who might have dropped it. So what are you telling me that you go according to the droppers, like the butcher stores? The people here are like the butcher stores, right? Did the meat come from this butcher store or that? Did the money come from this person or from that person? So according to the kind of size, you should go according to people, according to bodies that were in the building. You shouldn't go according to the money. Isn't it clear from Tysus that we go according to the money, not according to the people from whom it fell? But it's all one socket. You're going to say Setsaker. It's all one socket. Not only that, even before that, when Rashi said it's 50-50. I can go even earlier than that. Rashi said it's 50-50, so it's all the money. So it's also not 50-50. It's one seller and 100 buyers. No? Right away, Rashi said it could be mystery, that it's 50-50. It could be the Meicher, it could be the Rotea, so we go look on. That's right away, it's fair. There's one buyer, there are many buyers, and one Meicher. It should be clear from this Tysus, Meicher Chach Masadam.
Now,
yeah. What?
No,
the question is who dropped it. We don't care if the meat in the butcher store came from the schlachtzeis. If it's one schlachtzeis, it's 9 butcher stores, it's all 9 butcher stores. The question is who dropped it.
You
mean the money came from the Meicher,
first
from the
Meicher? And all the meat,
even
the
non-whiskers, have to pass through the first one. It's not the same thing. That's true. It's not true. It'd be the same case. The suffix is the same suffix. Who dropped it? From which store did it? Was it punished? It doesn't matter what it took to get there. The mice, if someone dropped it, it fell from a human being. Which human being dropped it? The mice of the calf. There are many mice, him or one mice. Tysus seems to be a raya to the Chach Masadam. Now, those of you who are challenged, I invite you to look in the Chach Masadam. I have to ask for some copies last time I see my standard. The Chach Masadam brings the raya from our Gemara, from our Tysus, but he doesn't bring the raya the way I just said it. He brings the raya in a different way, which I don't really understand. It seems to be a very simple raya from this Tysus, the way I just told you. He brings the raya from our Gemara, but he brings it in a different way. Yes.
So, doesn't he have to hold that every okay has to promise more money than he needs to buy the hang? If he holds there 100 buying 100 the hang, he still has to hold that money to hold the okay. That runs the money. That money must mean that okay for him more money than he takes than they need to buy the hang.
And therefore, but how money was what?
Therefore, it's not some good thing.
That's an independent question. There's no bearing. That's why do we say that the people, the buyers, they walked in, they had a lot of money on them, besides what they bought. Okay. Which is the question. But there's no bearing. You're not answering my question. Right, you just answered the question. It's a good question. Yeah. So which more is more? It becomes very complicated. Once when you try to calculate, it becomes complicated. Then you should have to calculate the hours they were there too. Maybe we'll get more hours than the legend. More likely to drop it. places like the Chafasad and not the Chabasad. Right, the Chabasad still needs explanation. I'd like to explain it. But what I'm going to do, and I think I said I'll explain it today, but what I'd like to do is that you should try to understand the Chabasad. We're going to come to it again in that test. And we're going to get to that test very soon. That Zayin and that test go very quickly. So take a look at the Sfasemis. He doesn't have any Mepharshim on the next 2 blocks. And we're going to learn it with the Rishayim, but it's going to move quickly. And we'll come back to it. I'd like very much that you try to have a Havana of this Machlaikis, and maybe you'll have an understanding, a better understanding of how it's that. But being that it's late, I just would like to do the next Taisis. It's not a Pesachim Taisis, but it's... How in the world did you find money in the Harabai? First of all, do you know what the Harabai is? What's the Harabai? On which side of the Kaisel? Okay, the other side of the Harabai, the Kaisel was the Harabai. The Harabai was a big courtyard within which stood the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, the Harabai is a big courtyard. And within that big courtyard, you ever saw the picture, you have the outer place, it's mostly open area. And within it, you have the Beit HaMikdash. Now, Tosfos says, Perek Mitzushan, Ha'ara Perek Haray, where you can't start by, it's the Mois HaSuris B'Sadinai. There's a mitzvah in Mikdash HaTiro, which prohibits someone from going on the Harabayis with money, with shoes. Take off the shoes before you went there. There is a set of anhaga that a person is allowed to be naive on the other side of the on the other side of the Kaisel, on the Harabai. So how do you walk in with money? I mean, the Eimei Yasa Aleichem Beleisim Befahesio Besadina the Gnayu the Nirekayu Shal Neschayim of Abtsin Alay. Taisu said to have a wallet in your pocket with money is no problem. To carry money openly, that's a Gnayu. That's the Gnayu. This Tosfos was a issue in the 70s when the chief rabbi of Israel, Shlomo Goren, gave a heter for people to walk on the other side of the Kaisel, the Yidden. Now, why can't I walk on the other side of the Kaisel? Anybody know? What you talking about? Tommy Mason, a lot of going to Harabayis. A Tamei Meis is permitted to go on the Harabayis. A Tamei Meis is only also in the Beit HaMikdash. On the Harabayis itself, it's not Machlaikis, that's Machna Leviya, and a Tamei Meis is allowed to go on the Harabayis, provided a Niva is also, a Balkeri, a Zav, any Tumah Hayotim Agufay. A Balkeri is anybody who is Matal Zara. You have to go to Mikvah. You go to Mikvah before you go there. A Zav, despite the fact that in elementary school, maybe even in high school, you read the type Zav, something that we don't know what it is. But we know what a Zav is. Zav in English is called gonorrhea. A certain type of it's a disease, a sexual disease, where people have a flow against their will, without kisha, aver rach. And it's not a common thing. Somebody who has it could know it. Zav has to go to Mitzvila Mayim Chayim, Shiva Mekiyim, and he has to go to Tevel in Mayim Chayim. Most people today know that they're not Zavim. If they know what Zav means, they know they're not Zavim. And if you're a Balkeri, you can go to the Mikvah. And you can go to the other side. You ask Rabbi Goren, put out of sight, that no, there's a problem going on the other side. You don't know where the base of English is. So he said, well, we know for certain X number of Amis, the closest the base of English was to that Kaisel with a certain number of Amis. So as long as you stay alongside the Kaisel within a certain number of Amis, you can go there. So that was his thing, which became an issue because you have to leave your money behind. You don't take money into the Harabai. You have to leave your shoes behind also. You don't go barefoot without money. So it seemed there weren't so chashid that the American tourists are going to be interested. There's a big box, you know, right before you go there and you put your money in. They weren't interested. And this Tosfos is a chiddush. All the Rishonim say you're not allowed to go with money in the Harabai. They don't make any chiluk between Tzina and Farhasya. And it's this Tosfos that those who wanted to be maker with Saimachan, that you can go with money as long as in your pocket. You have it in your wallet. You don't carry it openly in your pants pocket. So then it's okay. What about the shoes? So that's why we don't go, because we're not the key, we're the Makam HaMikdash. Who wants to get involved in stuff, he just recovers. He's going to go and hug the wall. What's it going to matter to him to go there and stay next to the wall? They're going to be all over the place. You know.
I don't think you can get in there.
As far as, you can walk there. As far as the shul, there's a Mechas Chinuch. It's specific. What they want to do is go on the other side with sneakers. It's like Yom Kippur. You don't wear shoes, you wear sneakers. So you go on the other side, you wear cloth shoes, you wear sneakers.
There's no
curse
to that, is there?
No, it's not curse. It's Mitzashi Tirol. It's pretty bad. Mitzashi Tirol.
Yeah, but not
curse. But to go with sneakers, the Mechas Chinuch says not to push it. In Yom Kippur, the halacha is not wear leather. So you wear sneakers. In the Harabayis, it's a din of Mikdashi Tirol, having Yiras Hashem. Instead of shoes, you wear sneakers, that's more Yiras Hashem. That's a Chinuch is specific, whether that's an Eitz. It's not an Eitz. So at any rate, this Taisus was a Taisus of significance. It has the day in the limelight, you know, so to speak. And this was a Tumul. He wanted to start a shul there, set up a shul on the other side of the Kaisel, but it never took off. I think Rabbi Gorham paved the way, so he became ill. Certainly, shortly thereafter, it never became an issue. So I'm not telling you about the outside of the Kaisel. But you should know, firstly, you should know a Tommy Mace is mutter to go on the outside. It's not a halacha. It's a misnomer. Most people have a misimpression of the halacha. Tommy Mace is permitted to go, except that to make sure everyone's table before they go, because of the other issue. And second of all, that this place is the Tashita's place. Okay, we are going to, tomorrow we're going to start the next sugya. Please learn it with the rush. Try to cover as much ground as you can. You'll see it's an easy gemara.